Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, once again, it is the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Wednesday, July 10th. You realize the average American car is old enough to go to junior high school?
Your car's old, babe.
Yeah, they say that the American average age of the American vehicle on the road hit a new record, 11.8 years last year.
Oh, they're made better than they've ever been.
They really have.
That makes a big difference.
That's up from 10.3 years a decade ago, back in 2009.
You know what kills a car?
Huh?
Friction.
Ah.
Friction. It used to be back in the old days, there was something called piston slap, where they didn't have the margins done. We were doing it within millimeters. We were within inches. Now the Japanese started doing it within millimeters. That's why Toyotas last so long.
Wow.
Now we had to get on board because everybody else was actually getting the margins down. That causes less friction, and the next thing you know, your car lasts as long.
Well, and I had no problems with my car until I moved to Orlando, and then now it's like I drive on I-4 all the time, and it's gone downhill like immediately.
You should get hazard pay for that.
It really is true. I mean, the more bumpy the roads
it's like
are.
Off-roading. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it starts making rattling sounds,
sure.
And you can't figure out what the heck's going on. For a while, my car, when I get up around 40, 45 miles an hour, it sounded like a piece of paper was vibrating.
Really?
And I think what it was is it like a leaf had gotten somewhere and stuck it in there.
Right.
And so I just kind of had to wait it out until Mother Nature did his business.
So the leaf disintegrated.
They say cars in the western part of the U.S. Are the oldest, 12.4 years. Youngest are the vehicles with the newer models are in the Northeast, 10.9 years, mainly, I guess, because of rust.
Never get a used car from Montana.
Yeah. 16.6 years.
Yeah, they have the oldest cars in the country.
Yeah, I think they're still driving Studebakers out there. So we found out that there's no quality control when it comes to shampoos and deodorants, detangling and conditioners for our dogs and cats. Researchers looked at 62 of them and found more than half of the rinse-off products contain ingredients that are known to be allergens for many dogs as well as people. So they are saying that a quarter of the leave-on products also had a problem ingredients as well. They say that there's just really no regulation when it comes to pet supplies like that. Might want to talk to your vet and see if there's something that works good, especially if your dog keeps chewing after every time you give them a bath or deodorant or something.
There's no future in making your dog smell good.
No.
They hate it. It's so obvious that they hate it. And I hate it. Whenever I have friends who are like, I have had this happen before where we end up in the car with their dog who's just had a bath and then my whole car smells like a bad deodorizer.
Right.
I mean, I know that's better than wet, yucky dog, but just a good, nice, clean dog is fine.
Yeah.
And what's the dog going to do when it finds a fresh pile of steaming flop?
Poo.
Oh, yeah. Call it the midnight buffet.
Yes, sir.
All you can eat. Best exercise to boost your brain power. This was kind of shocking. They tested three pretty big exercise activities, one of them being strength training, that's with weights and what have you. Interval training, that's where you get your heart rate up and down.
Yeah.
And then just plain old running.
And then they also had a group on the couch that did nothing.
Right.
The control group.
But what they found was if you're actually looking at boosting your brain power and actually growing brain cells, running is the sport for you.
And they were talking about like 15 minutes a day for about a 7-week period. That's the people they studied, right?
Yeah,
there.
They found that the weightlifting group, although they were stronger, they had no changes in their brain structure, no new brain cells.
They must have been doing MRIs or something to figure this out.
Yeah, not quite sure how they were doing this here. But they said that those did the interval trainings did have an increase in the brain cells, but not nearly as much as those people who are running. And the longer you run, or the more often you run, the more brain cells you have, which is great because back in 25 years ago, I lost a lot of brain cells.
That's true. Chris started running. I remember when you first started running, you were a little doughier, but you stay in great shape because you run. And you do it for stress.
Thanks.
I do it the same thing. Exercise, it's the best way to bleed off stress. If you're having a bad day at work, go walk around.
Yeah.
What it does, it wakes you up. Like it's a different kind of wake up though. Like you said, your mind feels more alert, your body feels alert, and you just You can breathe better. Everything just works better. You feel rejuvenated. Mm-hmm.
Favorite story about this. Scott and I, we're kind of Disney fanatics, and we do
kind of.
Just a little.
You can vote at Walt Disney World. You've established minimum residency requirements.
We love Disney. We love Universal. Those are our two favorite things in the world that we do. And so we were doing the 5K at Disney, and he's not as much of a runner as I was, but
yeah,
we were near the end.
He's newer to it right now.
Newer to it. So we were getting closer to the finish rides, and he's like a bullet. He flies off. So he crosses the finish line. He's like, wow, I feel great. What is that? And I said, that's the runner's high. He's like, I love it. I'm like, I know. That's why it looks like a very boring thing to do. People actually run because you actually feel good.
And actually, the control group on the couch, they had wider butts.
That's true.
Than everybody else.
But hey, they knew everything that was going on with Stranger Things.
Sure,
they had a chance to watch it.
They sure did.
Let's talk about building your credit using a secured credit card. And I only would bring this up because Janie had an issue a week ago. And it involved because you actually are one of these 22% of Americans that do not have a credit card.
That's right. I don't. And I've been okay so far. You know, sometimes work will be like, oh, just put it on your credit card up front and it will reimburse you. And it's like, no. A, I don't have a credit card because I don't have to. I find it frustrating that there's a little bit of peer pressure from my employers to have a personal credit card. But
you rebel.
Yeah. More importantly, though, I mean, I just use my debit card. But like you said, I ended up trying to do a book now, pay upon arrival thing with Expedia, and the hotel didn't seem to understand or want to participate in that agreement.
So they,
and, you know, charged my debit card. And next thing I know, I have this hold for like 7 days on my money in my checking account.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that a credit card's really good when you're talking about traveling.
Right.
Because
rent a car and stuff like that.
You rent a car or airline tickets. There's a lot of provisions in it. The problem is getting a credit card that has a pretty decent... getting one's kind of difficult, especially if you don't have any credit established or you've had some bumps in the road previously. So the secured credit card is kind of the way to go when you're trying to establish a good credit score. But you have to be careful because there are some bad ones out there.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, too, and I think it's a millennial thing, especially because, you know, I know we're a little bit of an anomaly, and I'm on the later end of the millennial. I'm borderline Gen X, but I don't want to own a house, and I don't need, you know, everybody's like, well, how do you buy a car? How do you own a house? I'm like, I don't want to own a car. I don't want to own a house. Like, I just want to rent and be able to move on the fly and use my bike instead of my car if I can.
Right. You know? There are instances where a credit card does come handy. So even if you know, the idea is just to get that you have to get your credit score up. That's the biggest thing with a secured credit card is that
exactly.
In essence, they're hanging on to some of your cash as collateral in case you don't pay on your bill.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is that the trade-off is that they will report to the credit agencies. And a lot of times they'll report to one or two. But you want to make sure that they report to all three of the credit bureaus because you never know who's going to pull from what.
Yeah, that was news to me. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah. And the other thing is you want to make sure that try and get a decent interest rate. Even though you have money on securing the credit card, you're going to get a really crappy interest rate.
Just right under 30%.
Which is horrible, especially when it's your own money. But you're also kind of doing this whole, you know, experimentation. So try and find one that has a little bit lower interest rate. And just because you have $200 on there doesn't mean that you can spend that $200 that's insecured. It means it's actually secured on that credit card. You cannot use it anywhere else. So keep it in mind. And if you do carry a balance, pay it off as much as possible and don't ever really go above 30%. These are all the basics of owning a credit card. And then they also say make sure that you're not getting a secured credit card with an annual fee.
Oh, yeah.
That's, and to be honest with you, unless it's a points card, don't ever get a credit card with an annual fee.
Exactly.
And then once you get your solid payment history up, usually within 8 months, there is a good chance that the bank is going to say, all right, you've proven yourself. We're going to release your money and make this an unsecured credit card.
Here's your deposit back.
You'll get your money back. Yeah. But you need to kind of make that sure up front. When do they do that, or when could you request that they do that so that you can get your credit established? And then that's just then you'll have a credit card so that if you do go on vacation, you can use that and you just use your bank account to
pay it off every month.
Yeah, and don't misunderstand, I'm a fan and I actually really love this option. I just haven't needed one and have decided not to get one. This is probably going to be the next route I take.
Well, I can tell you from somebody that had to do a bankruptcy early in my life, it is hard to get reestablished, and it's kind of one of those learning experiences where a lot of times they don't, you know, parents and people don't teach you the basics of money.
No, I was never taught. And that's not an excuse. I can learn, but I wasn't taught. No. So in my 20s, I was not savvy when it came to that.
There were many a times I would come home and the electricity was off. And there's nothing longer than sitting out in the hot Florida sun waiting for the power truck to show up when they will just show up.
Yeah, they didn't have the instant reconnection back then, did they? No. You had to wait on the guy to show up.
The guys had to climb the pole. Like coaxing him, like, you want beer? Do you want chicken?
What
can we do to get this?
Please hurry.
Let's talk about the microfiber cleaning cloths that are very popular. And I'm sad to hear this because I do like the microfiber, especially cleaning eyeglasses.
I used to, but apparently they're made out of plastic, just like everything else, and they break down. And when you wash them, you got these little particles of your water treatment plants don't take care of, so they end up in the ocean.
And this is kind of an eye-opening thing. There's plastics everywhere. Yeah. And so, you know, if you're wanting to stop it contributing to it in the cleaning realm, they actually suggest going back to something that people used to do a long time ago, which is an old baby cloth diaper, a cotton diaper, mainly because they're so absorbent. They are much more absorbent, so if they get spills, because, you know, they're designed for number one and number two. They are usually larger than microfiber. They actually are easier to wash, and they're much more cost-effective. And you found some hemp ones. What were the name of them again?
Thirsties.
That's hilarious.
I might buy them just for that name.
I love it when the name tells you what they do, you know?
Thirsty.
Yeah.
But, you know, just to be aware of that. I wasn't aware of that, so that's what we learned of that story. And then finally, we learned about the first annual Smoky Mountain Bigfoot Conference.
Yeah, I'm taking my UFO there.
Yeah, so apparently the Bigfoots of the world are doing a conclave July 27th.
But apparently, Jane, who's the founder of the Sasquatch Contact Initiative? He'll be there, right?
Oh, yeah. He's like, I guess it, I didn't even know that was a thing and that it existed. But yeah, I guess the guy who founded it and is currently overseeing it, Matt Pruitt is his name. He's the director of the Sasquatch Contact Initiative.
He's got a show on Animal Planet. Who gives
him a show? Called Finding Bigfoot.
Yeah, that's actually Cliff Barachman.
Oh, Cliff Barachman is on the he's the Bigfoot field researcher.
Hey, look,
so am I.
I'm thinking we can get a trip out of this and have the company pay for it for research. I'm using air quotes. $25 gets you in, or if you want to double down your money, you get a VIP dinner, which may include a special guided walk in the Smoky Mountains to look for said Sasquatch.
Bring your camera.
Yes, sir.
Bring your camera. So there's our show for today, Wednesday, July 10th. We're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 at 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
ABC ya.
Happy hump day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.